Well, yeah, especially me, because being the guitar player, you know, I really like his playing on the Bowie album, which coincidentally is mostly him. And exactly, I mean, he only played the solo on Let's Dance, that's all he did. I mean, Kala Salamar played quite a bit as well. But, you know, I know Niall's playing so well, you know, because I've got just about every album Chic ever made, and he's worked with Michael Jackson, and, you know, I've got to take my hat off to him as a guitar player. I think he's fantastic. So I was, you know, when he actually walked into our dressing room, you know, and said, can I have a beer with you guys? You know, I literally sort of nearly fell off my chair, you know, I couldn't believe it. And so I was probably a little more knocked out and nervous about working with him than some of the other guys in the group. And, none of us really knew what to expect from him as a producer. But really, he surprised us all by just partying, basically. He just wanted to party, and he was very positive. We only did the song twice, and from a production point of view, he really didn't do as much as we all would have expected him to do. Because after chatting with him in the dressing room after the show where we met him, he was telling us about another group he'd been working with, a young band from Canada, that he'd had, you know, a few problems here and there with, and it took him a long time to produce their album and that. So we were thinking, oh, you know, he might be one of those producers that takes everything apart and puts it all back together bit by bit, but no, it was completely the opposite. It, virtually, the original Sin was recorded live. It was a jam.
No, actually, it's the opposite is the problem. It's just a sensitive issue, I guess, and it's nothing that we can... I wouldn't put it down to not being that successful because of that. But no, I think it's more of a sensitive spot that people don't want to be reminded of. You know, in South Carolina, they don't want to talk, they don't want to know about a song that deals with anything to do with that, you know. And people want, it's down to boring things like advertising time. An advertiser won't sell advertising time to a radio station because he doesn't like the idea of the song. And really, the song was about. It's meant to be positive. It's meant to be about dreams and holding on to them, you know, and things like. I guess shock things like, you know, assassinations like Martin Luther, you know, and trying to break away from that, trying to, you know, as he said, he has a dream.